Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Yes, for new subscribers only. Go to VRTrader.com, and we offer 50% off using the promo code 2022, half off, just as it sounds, T2022HALFOFF, and enter that in the promo code slot, and you get 50% off, again, only for new subscribers. And as we generally do, I make that disclaimer about me not being a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice. I'm just a newsletter publisher, educator, and former trader on the Chicago Board Options Exchange.
What happened late last week, early this week, downturn on the markets, and then a rebound? Is this a forebringer of what's going to happen?
You know, we're just taking it a day at a time here. You know, I was bearish. I was looking for an outlier event, something to happen. And sure enough, we had the big sell-off, and there was no big surprise to us. So as we came down, the real question is this the beginning of something or not? Yeah. And, you know, there's so much political pressure and Wall Street pressure to keep the markets up. There's mixed earnings on a lot of the stocks, but on a technical basis, there's what's known as the 200-day moving average, which a lot of institutional and individual investors look at. And that generally, you know, on a bigger picture or near-term basis, a big support or resistance level. So we came down and, as they say, kissed it, didn't go through it. So that was sort of a bullish event that even though we had the dramatic sell-off, we hit supposed support, and now we've bounced off of it. So as a technician trader, as long as that holds, you have to be more positive than negative. We did have a big shakeout. I was looking for that, and more could come, but until that moving average comes out. And a lot of this was expected because I was talking to you about cycles and a lot of things that were happening here in early August. You know, of course, we had the new moon come in, and we had that a lot of other astro events come in. So that all played into the cyclical change in the market here, and you know, we were expecting something, and now we have the full moon coming up on the 19th of the month, so we'll see if that's another change point in the markets. So we have, you know, technical support, and at the moment, if you look at the CNN Fear and Greed Index, the reading is 24, which is extreme fear. So, you know, when extreme fear, I guess apprehension about things happening, of course, we've got the war, potential war with Iran brewing now. Pakistan came out and said they might supply arms and they're a nuclear power. I'm still worried about the war situation. The market seems to discount it. And, you know, it's just too many money managers, Federal Reserve interference, the plunge protection team interference, a lot of cross currents going out there, the presidential election variable. So, you know, the powers that be, I guess, are going to do what they can to keep the market up, and we'll take it, you know, a day at a time. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it should come down. The ISM industrial production was down 8 months. We mentioned this last week. So, you know, there's definitely signs of recession. out there. There's articles about people not going to restaurants, that the, you know, the average person is not doing that well. So, you know, you look at the markets and you look at individuals and the real world, and it's, you know, a dichotomy of, you know, different things going on at the same time. You know, I always sort of joked about, you know, God forbid something happens to the stock market, I'm going to have to go work for the post office or do something to make a living in all these decades. But it's funny because, you know, with the volatility in the market, there's always a bull market or is a trade somewhere, and you can make, you know, you can make money and survive, you know, unless the country just blows up and there's, you know, outright war and, you know, things shut down. But that doesn't ever seem to happen. So, you know, in a way, no matter what happens, if you're a trader in the market or an investor, at least on the financial side, you can protect yourself and benefit, obviously, with immigrants coming in and violence potential and all kinds of other things that are happening. You're seeing riots in the United Kingdom right now. You know, a lot of foreigners in there, immigrants causing problems, and the rioting starting on the part of the normal people who resent that. And obviously that kind of risk exists here in North America at some point, unless we close the borders and we really do something dramatic. And we really don't know what the political outcome of this all is. So, you know, barring, you know, having to defend yourself or, you know, problems with food and water supplies and all kinds of things we could worry about, the markets are still a way of supporting yourself and, you know, making a living or, you know, paying bills. So that's what's so good about the, you know, being in the markets. And that's one of the reasons I've stayed with it all these decades. Because, you know, you can always find opportunities. And, you know, even if you're sticking your money in treasury bills at 5%, you know what I mean? There's always, at the moment, there's benefit. But So the answer to your question is the market's in a recovery phase after it bounced off support. We had some cycles come in indicating that. We're still theoretically in a negative time frame into September, October every year, whether that turns out to be the case or not. And this is just a technical bounce off that aforementioned 200-day moving average, and we just have to take it a day at a time. And, you know, I would advise caution. I don't think we're completely out of the woods. I just think there's some trades here, and there's been some nice trades, and we'll just, you know, between now and the election, there still could be, you know, more volatility in the market. But I think the net result will probably still be higher prices because of political pressure and the fact that interest rates seem to be coming down, the treasury bonds are rallying a little bit. It's widely expected the Fed's going to lower interest rates in September, even though history says sometimes when the Fed lower rates, you know, market actually goes down because the recession has hit, and they're reacting to a negative event, and the markets don't like that, and they ultimately react in a way that people are not expecting. So it should be really interesting in terms of volatility. Or the bottom line is you got to take either sit in treasury bills, or you just be patient through the election. And, you know, I think ultimately, even if we get another washout, they'll probably rally it again. So it depends on what, you know, how strong your stomach is with the kind of volatility we're having. You know, got to keep in mind, Jim, the market's made a huge move. I mean, the Dow got up over 40,000. I mean, during the COVID crash in 2020 in March, we got down to 18,000 something in the Dow. You can just think how far it's come. I mean, you know, part of it, you can say, well, there's bulls, bears, and there's pigs. You know what I mean? We've had a huge move. And if you've been in the market all these years and you see a Dow over 40,000, I mean, you know, if you cashed out and put your money in real estate or treasury bills, that's not so bad. You know what I mean? There are some signals that say maybe you can go to 60, 62,000, but I don't know in what time frame, how long that could take. But that's a possibility at some point. But the right now, you know, bulls, bears, and pigs, you know, decide what you want to do here with this kind of volatility.
The high-tech stocks that rose the fastest, the highest, are they the riskiest to hold on? Will they drop faster than they rose?
Yeah, they did. They did. Look at NVIDIA. Yeah. I mean, it went from 1,400, you know, I'm taking out the 10-for-1 split because it got to 140. Back down to 95, so it's like from 1,400 a share down to 950. So you had a 500-point correction in NVIDIA, and now it's bouncing. Now it's the bounce from the 950 or 95 level up to 1,010. So it's had a little bit of a recovery here. Taiwan Semiconductor, which moved in sympathy. They're building that big operation here in Phoenix. Dropped from 190s to the 140s, and now it's back up about 20 points. Tradable, but you know, keep your foot in the door. You know what I mean? I mean, these were the big leaders on the way up, and we start to see some diversification. I'm not a portfolio manager, but you know, those that do this kind of stuff have been looking for quote unquote safer investments, non-tech investments, thinking that maybe we had such a big move, you got to be more defensive. So stocks like Coca-Cola and General Mills and, Clorox, a lot of these stocks start to bounce, thinking that the stocks are catch-up plays. They're conservative, versus the high-flying stocks that, NVIDIA's and the Meta's and Google's and all those names. So they bounced off this 200-day, as I just mentioned. They were tradable here, but we don't know if this rally is going to continue straight or just a bounce off that level. So like I say, you got to make your own trading decision right here, because we're still in the cyclical time frame where anything could really happen and suddenly bad news could hit. Now, the market rallied today because of the unemployment numbers, and they weren't bad, and that sort of helped the market a little bit, thinking that more people are unemployed, there's more sign of recession, but it didn't happen. So that helped, some of the bulls here. But, my issue, of course, I'm stepping back here a bit, is I really don't believe all these numbers. The government-generated numbers are always suspicious. They could be politically motivated, as they usually are. They're revised constantly. So that ISM number I mentioned a few moments ago, which is an industrial private sector index, is negative. It's showing sort of a recession indication. So it's, it depends which numbers you want to look at. But the tape tells you that we had a big blow off. We had a big shakeout. We found some support. We're rallying now, and we just have to watch and see whether this is just a technical bounce and or whether we're going to come back down between the now and the fall in this cyclical time frame. So we're trading. You know what I mean? We just trade stuff in and out of some of the names here at as best we can. We took a lot of trades here the last few days. And I'm not so concerned about investing long term. That's really not my focus. But we are seeing some action in the cannabis stocks here. They bounce a little bit. There's some action there. Oil start to bounce a little bit. As I mentioned a few moments ago, Occidental Petroleum came out with higher earnings. And some individual companies are showing some positive results. But we're also showing a bunch of companies that are not showing positive results. Every day you come out and you see a few bad names and a few positive names. So, again, you got to focus on what stocks and what sectors that you want to play. So that's really where we're at.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, what's happening on the cryptocurrency front?
Well, very interesting today. I think I mentioned this a moment ago, the Ripple, was in litigation with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And this has been going on now for a couple of 3 years. So their year-long fight is over. And apparently whatever was left there in the litigation, they won. And the SEC was trying to prove XRP, which is the Ripple ETF, crypto, was illegal, and they failed in doing that. A lot of pressure to fire the head of the SEC. You hear Donald Trump talking about it, a lot of concern about his actions or his displeasure with crypto, and he was voted against several times internally. So that that's a positive for crypto. So crypto, of course, had a big sell-off here, you know, when the market came down. You had some huge moves, like XRP was 60 cents, it dropped to 39 cents, now it's back to 60, for example, and, you know, Bitcoin, you know, dropped all the way into the 40,000 range, and now it's back up towards 60. So just like the market, they fell off the cliff, but they bounced back. So what's new is the most new event is the XRP success, and you know, a lot of people are really bullish on it. You know, it's only a 60-cent crypto. You know, when you look at Bitcoin, you're looking at something that's $60,000. You know what I mean? So I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying, I mean, I trade it, but you know, some people think that this is the next big one that has a lot of benefits that companies and governments might utilize it in the future, and we'll see if that's the case. So, you know, place your bets if you want to trade it. It's a great little trading vehicle if you like trading, you know, 60-cent type stocks. You know what I mean? So, it's something you put away thinking it's going to benefit. So, anyway, that's all the new. Still positive on crypto overall. You know, Trump's been out there touting how he wants to really support it. And of course, if he doesn't get reelected, I'm sure the Democrats are going to have to support it too, because the big money people, and even on the Democrat side, are crypto people as well. So, you know, the future is overall bright, just either politically or just internationally. And you have the BRIC nations and what they're doing out there, and they're probably going to utilize some form of crypto. Some think they might use that XRP. We'll find out if that's the case or not. But that's the story. They're bouncing off a big sell-off, and I still feel the overall big trend is still up. You know, you just have to take into consideration these shakeouts like we just saw, which we warned about. You know, I think I mentioned here that, you know, gold could have a sharp shakeout, and Bitcoin in the previous weeks and on these interviews, and the just because we were in this negative time frame, and how they throw the baby out with the bathwater. So when the markets come down, everything tends to come down together. And you saw that in the sharp sell-off. You know, the high-tech names came down, the Dow Industrials came down, crypto came down, gold came down, oil came down, and then they rebounded. So everything's tied together, and it's a question of liquidity. And, you know, things start to unravel, you know, institutions, investors sell off things that they may not normally want to sell to raise cash. And that's what happens during these volatile times that like we just experienced. So bottom line is that's what's new in crypto, and we'll see what happens there.
Anything happening on the cannabis front?
Yeah, they're bouncing. We've had a nice bounce here in a couple of the ETFs that are in the cannabis market. A couple of the popular names are, one of the big popular names is Canopy Growth, you know, which was the big Canadian name that went public at a buck and went to $58, and now is trading at, $8 or $7. So a lot of this is contingent upon the DEA rescheduling, and we don't know if that's going to happen. They've been talking about it. There's political pressure for them to do it. And if the Democrats get in, I think it's more likely it would happen sooner rather than later. Not my first choice, but that's what would happen. And we've got the Banking Act, which is still out there for years. They can't seem to get together on getting a Banking Act cleared out. So cannabis is illegal in all states financially. So you can do free banking and credit card stuff, which is still a hold up to many of the smaller companies. We got little points out there that are juggling with that market. But if you're just looking at the stocks, they're very depressed. They had a bounce. They've come back down. They're trying to bounce again. And, you know, they're tradable. So the favorite names would be, you know, Canopy Growth, Aurora, and, a couple of ETFs like MJ and MSOS. The latter trading and following many of the U.S. cannabis names. We're in them. So we'll see what happens.
What's going on with gold?
It had a shakeout with the market. It's trying to bounce back. I'm prepared for everything in this market. You know, there's a risk that gold could drop more. As I mentioned in the previous interview, it sort of double topped in that near 2,500 level, and on the charts, You can see where if there's another shakeout in the markets, it could drop down to 2,000 or thereabouts in a shakeout and then go back up again. So we're in them, and I occasionally put on hedges. There's inverse ETFs you can put on to hedge against the position. So at the moment, we're long, and we're watching carefully just in case there's another failure here and we go down and correct more. Overall, my big target is still way up there. I'm still looking for 2,700 and maybe even 3,500 the next few years, but I can't pinpoint a time on that. So I think you're you got to keep a core long position. If you're trading, you got to watch carefully in case they start breaking support here and there's more of a sell-off before we go up again. I'm currently long, and I got my itchy trigger finger on a potential hedge just in case something goes wrong and looks like it's going to start breaking down again. But I'm still basically positive, but like the market, you know, came down, hit support, bouncing, and we'll see what happens in this cyclical time frame that we're in now, which can be treacherous, you know.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
My guest has been Mark Leibovitz, editor and publisher of the Leibovitz VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He was speaking to us from Arizona. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. You can also find us on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.